Yes, the chairman of the authority, Nigerian president, Goodluck Jonathan, has called an extraordinary summit for Abuja on Tuesday to see what are the additional steps that the region will take in order to resolve the crisis in Cote d'Ivoire. We are hoping that beyond the statement that was issued on the 4th by the chairman of authority on behalf of the region in relation to asking that the wishes of the people should be respected in Cote d'Ivoire, that heads of state will look at the other possibilities about how to resolve the situation against the background of texts that relate to democracy and good governance and the protocols and mechanism for conflict prevention, resolution, peacekeeping and security.
Sonny, some people are expressing concern that the African Union sent President Thabo Mbeki to try to resolve the issue and that ECOWAS has been silent on this. What do you say to that?
No, ECOWAS has been silent. As I speak with you, the special representative of the chairman of the authority is on standby to head to Abidjan. But I think there's a sense that perhaps we should all be coming together. Let's see what happens on Tuesday. Let's see what additional steps can be taken. Then we can see whether the mediator will proceed to Abidjan to see how we can work in with the stakeholders to see how we can take the next critical step forward.
Sonny, there is a school of thought that ECOWAS is not being forceful enough and that it came out too quickly to support opposition leader Alassane Ouattara when indeed the electoral commissioner there performed an illegality. And that is why the country is on the verge of being plunged into crisis. What do you say to that?
Well, don't forget that there's an international consensus, not just ECOWAS. I mean, the international community, all the observer teams that monitor the election, including the ECOWAS observer team, did say that reasonably in their view, and the ECOWAS observer team was deployed not necessarily in every polling booth, but in all the regions of Cote d'Ivoire. And they did observe the election and concluded, even though there were some irregularities in some parts of the country, the conclusion was that it was not sufficient to invalidate the outcome of the election, meaning that they were satisfied that the election was acceptable and that it could form the basis for expressing the view of the people. And the view of the people had been done in the ballot box, has been expressed in the ballot box, and the Electoral Commission had declared that. I think the process in Cote d'Ivoire, the process is that the election was conducted by the Electoral Commission. And the Electoral Commission has come out and said this is the result, the outcome of the election. And that is what we are saying as a sub-region, that outcome should be respected because that creates a problem for the integrity of the process. The Electoral Commission conducts the election and they have given the result. If anybody has any problem with the result outcome of the election, there's a process for challenging it. And that is what we think, that whoever has any issue with it should avail himself of that process. So we are disappointed that what has happened now is the line that some people have chosen to take. The process is very clear. Electoral Commission conducts the election based on certain parameters, declares the result. Anybody who is not satisfied with it can then, of course, avail himself of the proper processes for contesting the election.
Is the regional bloc confident that this supposedly described crisis could be resolved?
We believe so. We believe so. We are confident that it will be resolved. The working with other members of the international community, we are confident that it can be resolved. We are asking that, look, allow the process to run its due course. It is not, you see, if you have a situation where people hijack the process, then we have, that would be a recipe for chaos. Let us run the process through and then follow it as law-abiding citizens of the country. That is the only way you can make progress. That is the only way we can inspire confidence in the system. And that is the only way we can encourage people to use this process. Otherwise, the authority will be a resort to the jungle, and that is not desirable for anybody.
What is ECOWAS's message to the people of Ivory Coast?
Yeah, two steps. One, we are satisfied that the election that took place is reasonably acceptable and can form the basis for concluding that the people expressed their wishes in the ballot box and that wish should be respected. Secondly, that they should hold their peace and not do anything further that will further contribute to a deterioration of the situation and allow the international community, working with the stakeholders in Cote d'Ivoire, to step into the situation and see how best we can resolve it so that it doesn't deteriorate further. Because we cannot afford to allow Cote d'Ivoire to deteriorate. We have had 10 years of crisis in the 90s, and we believe that we have gone beyond that now, and that we have moved into a stage where we can confront the challenges that West Africa is facing, and that for us is much more important than looking at a narrow, selfish agenda of some people.
Now, how closely will ECOWAS be working with President Thabo Mbeki or the AU to resolve this crisis?
Of course, I can assure you that ECOWAS will do what is necessary to work with other interests, the other members of the international community. Like I said, we work together in concert with them to make sure. We cannot work in isolation, but it is important to realize that working concertedly, that's the only guarantee that we can make much more progress than working piecemeal. It's also important for other members of the international community to realize that ECOWAS is also an important partner in this process, and that working with us also holds the key to resolving the problem. Because don't forget, Cote d'Ivoire is in West Africa, and they're part of ECOWAS, and what touches Cote d'Ivoire touches us. And it is our responsibility and our concern that any situation in any member state, we get involved in it, we get engaged in it, because we believe that is the only way we can guarantee peace and stability in the region.